This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. The justice's order Wednesday maintains a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. The timetable is much faster than usual, but assuming the justices deny Trump's immunity bid, it is not clear whether a trial can be scheduled and concluded prior to the November election. Trump's lawyers have sought to put off a trial until after the election. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month, will take place on Friday. That's according to his spokesperson. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The service will take place at a church in Moscow's southeast district after several locations declined to host the service. The burial is to be at a nearby cemetery. His spokesperson, Kira Yarmish, said many venues refused to take the booking when they heard the name Navalny, with one place disclosing that funeral venues were forbidden to take the service on. Navalny died in mid-February in one of Russia's harshest penal facilities. Many Western leaders have already said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met on Wednesday with Serbia's president, as well as the leaders of Bosnia and Moldova in Albania. Zelensky arrived overnight to join a summit of 11 countries from southeastern Europe, along with officials from the European Union and other international organizations. It was the latest stop in an international tour that saw him in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday to push for a peace plan and the return of prisoners of war from Russia. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as human stories from those affected. This is VOA News. Hamas on Wednesday called for Palestinians to march to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque at the start of Ramadan, raising the stakes in ongoing negotiations for a truce in Gaza. The call by Hamas's leader followed comments by U.S. President Joe Biden that an agreement could be reached between Israel and Hamas as soon as next week for a ceasefire during the Muslim fasting month, expected to start this year on March 10th. Israel and Hamas, which both have delegations in Qatar this week, are hammering out details of a potential 40-day truce. They have said there is still a big gulf between them, and the Qatari mediator says there is no breakthrough as of yet. The International Rescue Committee says delivering critical humanitarian supplies to Sudan through the Red Sea has become too dangerous due to attacks by U.S.-designated terrorist Houthi rebels based in Yemen. Mohamed Youssef has the story from Nairobi.
Getting humanitarian supplies to millions of Sudanese affected by the country's more than 10 months of conflict is getting expensive and risky due to the Yemen's rebel group's violent activities in the Red Sea. The International Rescue Committee says its logistic partner will now bypass the Red Sea route and deliver supplies through Jebel Ali Port in the United Arab Emirates on the eastern side of the Arabian Peninsula. It says the new route will raise transportation costs by more than 40%. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
Meanwhile, the United States is pushing for the United Nations Security Council to take action to help end a nearly year-long conflict in Sudan between the Sudanese Army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Force. The UN says that nearly 25 people, half of Sudan's population, need aid, and some 8 million have fled their homes, and hunger is rising. A British biotechnology company is betting on a solution to Brazil's surging dengue cases involving the release of genetically modified mosquitoes to reduce the viral infection from spreading. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino explains.
The modified mosquitoes carry a gene that kills female offspring before they reach maturity. Only female mosquitoes bite and transmit diseases. Suzano is among the cities using the solution after declaring a state of emergency earlier this month. The city's mayor said he hopes the next measurement will show a reduction in cases by 20%, so the emergency can be lifted. According to Brazil's health ministry, 195 people died because of the disease, while hundreds of cases remain under investigation.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA.